This is Stateside. I'm April Bear. Grab your broomsticks and your cauldrons, my witches. It's time to start planning your pandemic Halloween. Of course, and boy am I tired of saying this, things will look a little differently this year. The CDC is advising against things like indoor haunted houses, boozy costume parties, and most heartbreakingly, door-to-door trick-or-treating. Instead, the agency suggests leaving a bowl of individually wrapped candies at the end of the driveway for the kiddos to pick up from a safe distance. But hey, why not get a little more creative? That is what carpenter Matt Thompson in Garden City did. He created a Halloween zipline for socially distant trick-or-treating by stringing a metal cable from his porch to the sidewalk about 30 feet away.
So then I made this wooden box with pulleys on the top of it that would ride that cable like a zipline. Now, in that box, there's a couple of holes where you can put a couple cans in there for the adults that are taking their trick-or-treaters out. But on the front of it, there's this ghost that has two hands sticking out, and we attach candy using rubber bands.
In a video that Thompson posted on Facebook a couple of days ago, the ghost flies down the zipline to a tiny Ghostbuster and her dad waiting on the sidewalk.
Trick-or-treat!
All right. Cheers. Once the trick-or-treaters have taken their candy and the parents have taken their beer, I then retrieve that using a fishing reel with a power drill attached to it.
Thompson says that he wants the things he builds to bring some fun and laughter into the world.
You know, you just, you got to reinvent ways of doing things in life. You know, there's roadblocks in life. You just got to find a workaround.
Hey, that's pretty good advice for all of us in 2020.